Welcome to our August 15th session. Okay, now I can tell you all the things I was going to say. I have to let Madison know where to start the session. Start the session, Madison. We're going. This is for the recording for the people who can't be here. But I did want to mention, stay hydrated. It's the heat of the summer. It's important to stay hydrated anyway. But as we do these sessions, you're moving a lot of energy. And you may not recognize that in the session. You may not recognize that when we finish the session, but your energy body is feeling that. So be sure to keep water close, stay hydrated. When we finish journeying, drink a little water. It'll also help you ground. If you're cleansing or things moving the stuck energy, the hucha, drinking water will help keep that moving. It's just a good practice because it can sneak up on you. And the emails I'm getting from people, I can see that it's sneaking up on them. Things are moving and they didn't realize how much was moving. So the biggest thing you want to do is drink water, especially if you feel like you're getting a headache. And you can also, if it feels resonant for you and if you're able to, get an Epsom salt bath after sessions like this or after you watch the recording. That'll be a big support. So again, just welcoming the new folks. I'm really excited you're here. This is a really supportive community, and I really enjoy everybody that's here, and we really have a good time together. We have a lot of fun. We're super goofy, but we also go deep. We dive in. We've got people from all over the country and all over the world, Peru, Germany, Hawaii, California, North Carolina, Arkansas, just everywhere, all sorts of places. And so it's really nice to weave the web together as we come around from all over the world to connect. And just a couple more things. We do have the private retreat just for the Shamanic Mentorship students, just for you all, happening in the mountains of North Carolina here outside of Asheville. That's what they were talking about before the session started, September 21st through 23rd. And that was really powerful in April to come together and meet about half the group and get to connect in that way. It's a way that we get to go deeper. Another way that we go deeper is through the in-person trainings. I have a four-month training starting here near Asheville at the end of January, and I'm doing an immersion of the four-month training in Arkansas starting in October. It's going to be one weekend in October, one weekend in November. If you live in that area, some of you have already signed up, some of you are thinking about it, or if those of you who have friends, we've got just a few more spots left. And it's a really powerful group of women coming together, which I'm excited about. I just want you to know men are always welcome. Men can always join anything I offer, but for some reason, the women are carrying that torch and like not waiting. They're going for it. So let's do this, ladies. That's cool. So I want to briefly touch on our last session because what I'd like to do today is link in with that and move forward. It's okay if you weren't at the last session. If you've just joined, you have access to all the archives and you can check it out when you'd like. But what we did was an Andean practice that they often do at the New Year. And the Andean New Year is August 1st. So that's why we did that a couple weeks ago, right at August 1st. When a lot of the Pacos and the teachers in the mountains of Peru would be doing that clearing practice where we just unhooked from everybody, everything you love, everything you may not love very much, all of it, to really get clean and clear and sovereign in your own energetic space, in your own bubble, to take that time to, it's like unplugging from your electronics and then you unplug the electronics themselves and you turn off the phone. It's that within yourself, where you just unplug from everything so that you can get really clean and clear and get really attuned to your own energy so that as you come out of that bubble, you can start connecting in consciously and intentionally. We're always going to be connected in somewhere, so let's be intentional about where we're connecting in and why and how. And this is a good practice to do as often as you feel it, but especially if you're an empath and you're still learning not to take on other people's energy, it's a great practice to do that unhooking and what my friend, another shamanic practitioner I work with, likes to call unenmeshing. Because not only do we get kind of linked in and corded in and hooked in, or things, people and things are hooked into us, and that's just life. But we also get really enmeshed. We get enmeshed with people and with energy and with situations and things. And you know, you might have a coworker that it's really easy to just clear that cord and do that forgiveness with the cord clearing and forgiveness journey. And then you're like, we're good to go. And then there's other people in your life that you do cord clearings, you do cord clearings, you do cord clearings, and it's just, it's getting better, but it's not really shifting. That's because there's enmeshment. So working with that terminology will shift the energy of how you're getting free and clear of that person, place, situation, or thing. So I just want to put enmeshment on your radar as something you can sit with and add that to that practice. For those of you who are continuing to do the daily soul retrieval, I too am still doing the daily soul retrieval because I know that a lot of you all are. And I swear it's every night right before I fall asleep, I go, oh, soul retrieval. And I will do it before I go to sleep, which is great because then in my dream time, as I restore and recoup it, I can feel it shifting. Sometimes I get a little worked on at night because of it. But for those of you who do it or are doing that, if it feels good, keep it up. I'm doing it with you and I'm feeling your energy and it's helping me remember to do that. And there's a session on that for anybody that didn't catch that session, and you'll be able to start that daily soul retrieval if you'd like. We did it for 30 days between, I think, two full moons. So that's been neat to just keep that up. And I found it very supportive because the energy has been amped up and high right now. And I'm feeling good, but I've been real busy with people who aren't. And most of them are people who aren't doing regular, consistent work like this. And so it really catches them off guard. So I just really want to honor that you all are doing this consistent work so that when things get a little squirrely, you have more support, more alignment, more grounding than you might have had before. I definitely feel the difference. So what I'd like to focus on tonight is, we've done this before. I would like to do some recapitulation. Because we did the unhooking and just really getting sovereign when we did that Andean clearing practice and just getting in your own bubble a couple weeks ago. And I'd like to follow up today with recapitulation and talk. And we've done this before, but I want to reiterate it because once you've done a practice like that Andean New Year practice and you've just unplugged from everybody and you're being really conscious when you plug back in as you come out of that practice, then it's a good daily practice or maybe weekly practice if you're not good at remembering daily, but it's good to recapitulate. Recapitulate your day, recapitulate your week. You can even recapitulate your life. Recapitulation is really just means to review. So you can simply review your day. But the way we're working with this is it's generally done. You start at nighttime before you're going to sleep and you go back until when you woke up. You go backwards through the day and you review your day and you have the opportunity to make shifts energetically in that by something as simple as, oh, there was a funky interaction with that person and I wasn't aware, I wasn't grounded, I wasn't paying attention and I didn't talk the nicest I could have talked or whatever it was that you were dealing with, you can go and send your healing team to that. You can just bring some light to that. You can surround it with angels and you can just bring some healing and support to those places where maybe you weren't in alignment. You weren't feeling grounded. You were rushed. I know I have friends who are moms and sometimes they get flustered and they wish they had done that something differently with their kid in that moment. And they'll go back and recapitulate and shift that energy. But you can do that too. Even if nothing happened in your day that feels like it needs shifting, it's good to recapitulate and get aware of where was I? Was I in my body? Was I in alignment? Was I intentional in that moment? Was I breathing into my belly? Just, you know, even if there's nothing you want to shift the energy of, it's a great way to be aware of your behavior throughout the day. The reason I wanted to work with this today is I'd like to take maybe the last month or so, and you all are going to do this in Shamanic Journey. And I don't know if she is on the session tonight, but I'm not going to name who it is. I'm glad you're here. We're going to do this, what you and I talked about yesterday in session. When you go back and recapitulate your life or the last month or a situation, especially situations that you would like to shift the energy, you can do a general soul retrieval while you do that. So let me explain how this works. I'm going to give you a really simple example. Let's say I'm recapitulating my day. I'm going back and sending love and light to any of the places that need it. I'm checking in with, oh, that felt good. That was good. I want to be in that energy, or just reviewing my day. And then there's that moment where that person pulled out in front of me in traffic and I left my body and got really shocked and scared. And I didn't think to bring myself back. That's something that you can literally go in, step into your body before it happens, bring yourself back into yourself and shift the energy of that person pulling out in front of you. Okay. I know this might sound like a lot, especially to those of you, it's your first night on the session, but it's way simpler than I may be making it. And the more you do it, you'll get it. So I want to offer you the opportunity during this journey. And honestly, you could do a lot of this through your life. Go back and recapitulate your life. And here's the thing. You don't have to stop at every single day of your life. It's like, you remember those little books that they would draw a picture in the corner and you could flip the book and the little thing would move in the corners? Anybody old enough to remember what I'm talking about? Yeah, some of you are like, I remember. So it's like that. You don't need to stop at every single event in your life, but you can simply kind of review your life and the bullet points, the highlights that pop up. Even if it's a highlight that feels amazing, stop. Take a moment, step into that experience. Reconnect with yourself. Step, like, say you're 5 years old, you have the most amazing experience ever. Step into your body and remember that. Activate that energy. Activate that feeling good, that expansiveness. But then say maybe when you were six, something happened that was a little more traumatic. Go into your body. Step into your body when you were six before that thing happened. And this is a gentle soul retrieval. You're stepping back into your body, bringing yourself back to yourself. And then continue on. You don't have to do anything else. Just step into your body, align in your body. That is the soul retrieval. Don't focus on the trauma or whatever happened. Just keep going. Okay? It's a lot easier than it might sound because I'm having to use linear terms. And whatever you end up doing is perfect. Just set the intention to recapitulate, to go back and start from when you were born. For some of this, it's going to be longer than for others, some of y'all youngins. But everybody should be moving about the same speed. And start when you were born. Let's say your birth was super relaxed and chill and easeful, and you just step back into your newborn self, and you're like, ah, that was good. That felt good. And then keep going. For some of you who did not have an easeful birth and it needs some soul retrieval, go back, recognize, oh, that didn't feel as easeful, or there's a little stress there, whatever's going on. Step into your body as a newborn. That is the soul retrieval. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to overthink it. You just, because you're stepping into your newborn self from now, from the wisdom that you have now, the understanding that you have now, the healing that you have now, and you're reintegrating with yourself. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to stay there. You just step back into your body and just keep going through your life, just stepping back into your body in the spaces that feel amazing. Breathe that in. Remember that's how you want to feel. And then when you hit a space where you're like, oh, that doesn't feel so great, bring that healing wisdom that you carry now into that space. Step into your body. Just feel it open up in a good way. You're shifting the energy and then keep going until you get to the age that you are now. This is a practice that's a little bit more advanced, but even those of you who've never sat in session with me before can do this, and we're just going to dive in. All of this takes practice. So every time I do this practice, I get better and better at it. So there's no praise or blame. Take your time with it. If you get distracted and you end up like, wait, now I'm out like buying groceries or something or whatever's going on in your head, just bring yourself back. Be easy with yourself. If you find yourself complete and I'm still singing and still journeying, then connect with your guides and just take time and be with them. I also want to give you a little bit of quiet tonight, like we did last time, except I'm going to not give you 20 or 30 minutes, but I do want to give you, everybody was here last time. We love you, Paige. That was my fault. That was my fault, not Paige's, but now I can mute and unmute myself. That was totally on me. But I do want to give you a little quiet time because a lot of you really appreciated that last time. And when I'm singing and rattling, I'm moving the energy very intentionally. And there's times when I need to step back and just let you be in a quiet meditative space, because that's a different way to work the energy and work the medicine. So hopefully that's making sense enough for everybody to have a sense of it. And then what you can do, once you've you'll want to recapitulate your life probably more than once. I've done this numerous times. But then once you have a sense of that, you can just recapitulate your day or your week and go in and soul retrieve where it feels necessary, and bring some healing to places where maybe you weren't at your best in that moment. And it really does shift the energy. I've had experiences where I've thought, I wish I hadn't said that, because I can talk without thinking a lot. And I speak without thinking, or I get really excited, or I'm just not thinking before I speak. And at the end of the day, I'll recapitulate and I'll go in and shift the energetic of that. So that if I hurt someone's feelings, or even if I think I hurt someone's feelings, or if I wasn't really listening or being in my heart in that moment, and no praise or blame, just an awareness that I'd like to shift the energetic around that to support me and everybody else. This is a great way to clean up the energy as you go, so to speak. So you're not at the end of your life wishing you had done things different. This is a great way to cleanse FOMO, fear of missing out, or wishing you had done things differently. It's a great way to really get in alignment with your daily life and feel good about every day, even if you weren't at your best, in your opinion, right? So this is a really great practice for everybody, whether you do it daily or weekly, or like tonight, we're going to just recapitulate our whole dang life. And so I'm going to drink a little water. So what I'll do is I'll take you into a journey. I don't know if those of you who are new have checked out any of my videos, but the quickie version is you find a portal door, keep it simple, as long as you can close it when you come back, step through that portal door, create a sacred space that's just for you. Again, keep it simple, not a place that you visit on this planet, your own space where everything's possible. See what trees are there, flowers, plants, animals, guides that get your attention. If you are new to journeying and you're not sure who your guides are, it's okay. You can still do this because my guides will be with you. My guides show up for everybody in the session, but for those of you who are still trying to get used to who your guides are, my guides circle up around you, and you don't even have to know who they are either. It's my job to make you sure you are safe and protected energetically throughout this process and to hold that container. So on that note, I would like to open up the container, and depending on when we finish, I might try to take some questions and work with people one-on-one when we're complete, but I really want to give you enough time to recapitulate and be with your guides. So give me a head if you understand what the heck I'm talking about. Okay. And if you don't, you're going to do great. You can't do this right or wrong. That's what I love about it. Whatever you get is perfect. And I see cat butts going across the screen, dogs. I love it. I love that you all have your animals there with you. Speaking of animals, I've never really talked about this before. When I do private sessions with people, animals will often show up and want to be part of that. And sometimes they'll start to just relax once we start the journey. And they're receiving as well. If you feel like your animal is really concerned for you because you're going to do some healing work, call in Archangel Ariel. Archangel Ariel, A-R-I-E-L, the Archangel of Animals and Nature. I always call in Ariel for animals whenever I work with animals. When people ask me to connect with their animals, if they're sick or if they're trying to figure out what their animal, how they want to end their life, where they want to be buried, or even if they're just having issues and I connect in with them and communicate with them, I always call in Ariel. So for those of you who have pets, I've never really mentioned this before, but your animals can totally receive what we're doing. They are receiving it through you. Animals are very tuned in with their people, very psychic, very intuitive. They're picking up the energy. So if you ever feel like your animal is picking up on something that feels stressful, or maybe they're not sure what's happening with you, or you're having a hard time and they get concerned, but you know that you're okay, call in Ariel, the Archangel, to be with them. And anything that you want them to receive, any healing, any, I would set the intention, whatever's for their highest good from this session, and just let them receive that. Also, the work that you do on these sessions vibrates out through your house. So if you live with other people, you can set the intention that your family members or whoever you're living with, even housemates, are receiving beautiful healing and whatever's for their highest and greatest good from these sessions as well, because the energy is vibrating through your living space, through your home. So I want you to know that you can energetically include loved ones and pets who live in your home while you're doing this, because they're going to receive, even though they're not here physically with us in the session, they're going to receive from the healing work and the shifts that you're doing. And I've never really thought to mention that before until all these cat butts start walking by. So thanks, Anne. I appreciate that. I think Laura's got a dog or a cat too. I don't have my glasses on, but there's all sorts of cool. I love having the animals here. So just know that they're always welcome. I love their energy and they really are tapped in. So I think there's another, there are more animals popping up. So let's just take a minute and breathe into our bellies. I'm going to turn off this fan that I've got on so it's not too loud for us. Okay. So just taking a moment, just breathe into your belly. Go ahead and get comfortable. Find a comfortable place to sit or lie down. If you lie down, make sure you put your knees up or something if you're concerned that you'll fall asleep. Just a few nice cleansing breaths, allowing us to settle in, ground, just letting go of the day, the to-do lists, just allowing ourselves to be really fully present for this next hour together. Just sending energetic roots down into the earth, into Pachamama. Allowing those roots to really sink down deep into the earth so that you're rooted and stabilized, supported and held. And just take a moment to really let the energy of the earth flow up through your energetic roots into your body. Just feel yourself really filling that beautiful energy, that beautiful medicine of Pachamama. And just allow that energy to fill your body, moving any stuck energy, any hucha, getting that flowing, filling any spaces that might need some extra loving support, activating your pineal gland, activating your heart. Activating all of your chakras to be in alignment, connected, vibrating in harmony within you. Just feel that alignment happening in your core, just like a great tree. Breathing gently into your belly. Step through your portal door and into your sacred space. Just taking a moment to reconnect with that beautiful space, whatever's growing there. Is it daytime or nighttime? Are there stones or water? Even if you've been journeying there forever, it's nice to just take a moment and really drop in with your sacred space. Inviting in your guides, your teachers in the seen and unseen realms. Maybe take a moment to see if any new guides make their way to you. And imagine yourself at a sacred fire with all of the other students in this session circled up with you. All of you circled up around a beautiful sacred fire so that we connect our energies and activate this temple grid space. And just before we journey or do any work, just really take a minute and drop in with your sisters here at the sacred fire, feeling your guides, your ancestors, and their guides and ancestors coming together, weaving the web to work together. I will invoke Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, Sandalphon, Metatron, Zadkiel, Melchizedek, Saint Germain, Saint Germain. Activating this temple grid space so that we are together in medicine world. And everything in this space is pure love and pure medicine. Invoking the Apukuna, Nyustakuna, ancestors, Pachamama, Mama, Kocha, Wira, Kocha, Inti, Taita, Kuichi, Mama Kia, Del Sol, Nina, Rosa Cristina, Munari, Star Beings, Archangeles, Maestros, Maestras, Corinderos, Corinderas, Abuelos, Abuelas, Ayahuasca, Huachuma, Tobaquito, Mapacho, Singado, Cacao. Invoking the herbs and the flowers and the trees, all the good medicines, the four-leggeds and the winged ones and the water beings, reptile and insect kingdoms. Just breathe into your belly as we receive all of this luminous support. And just take your time and connect with your guides. I'll begin the journey, and whenever you're ready, you can begin the sacred process of recapitulation with this day. And then you can go back to the very beginning of your beautiful luminous birth. Just take the time to link in, step into your body and the spaces and the highlights that come into your awareness, and recapitulate, review, and bring good medicine, healing, awareness, appreciation to any parts that get your attention throughout this journey. Thank you.
For those of you who are on the phone, we've lost Bloom for just a second, but we're all just going to go ahead and stay in the journey. She will be back any minute now.
Ayahuasca medicina. Ayahuasca medicina. Ayahuasca medicina. Ayahuasca medicina. Tobaquito medicina. Tobaquito medicina. Tobaquito medicina. Tobaquito medicina. Wachuma, wachuma. Wachuma, wachuma. Wachuma, wachuma. Wachuma, wachuma. Singaro, singaro. Singaro, singaro. Singaro, singaro. Singaro, singaro. Limpiara medicina. Limpiara medicina. Limpiara medicina. Limpiara medicina. Recapitulation. 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 Medicina, medicina. Medicina, medicina. Medicina, medicina. Medicina, medicina. Breathe into your belly. Wherever you are in your journey, find your way to a place of completion for now. It's okay if you weren't able to finish. You can finish recapitulating the next time you journey. Just finding your way back to your sacred space. Connecting with your guides. And as you breathe into your belly, for those of you who know how to activate your energetic grid, activate your energetic grid. If you've never done that before, just fill your body with light. And just feel that activated light extending back through every moment, every second of your life in this lifetime. Just allow that to fill every experience. All the way back to the womb. All the way back to the moment of your conception. setting the intention to send that same light through every lifetime, every timeline, every dimension, in every realm that you are currently in and have ever been in, forward and backwards through time, activating every possible experience through the multiverse with pure love and pure medicine, with grace and ease. And allow that beautiful expanse of light to flow out over this beautiful earth, to every being, to every experience, to every situation, everything. Bringing pure love and pure medicine, bringing the highest and greatest good for all. Without attachment, without expectation, simply allowing the integration of pure love and pure medicine in all things. Breathing into your belly to support and assist in integrating all of this good medicine within yourself. Telling your guides, thank you. Thank you for their support. Thank you for their guidance, the gifts that they offer you daily. And bringing them with you as you step back through your portal door into this third dimensional realm. Feeling them circle up around you, right where your beautiful human form is sitting or lying down. And as you can feel them circled up around you, close that portal door behind you. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Take a moment to drink some water. So I'd like to thank Paige, who kept the journey going and rattled because my Wi-Fi just stopped working as I was singing. This Freddie Mercury retrograde has been very interesting. So I trust that next week when it is complete, since the last two sessions have had issues in this way, technical issues, next week is going to be divine perfection. But thank you, Paige, because now you know how to rattle and answer a text message while doing all the hosting duties on Zoom. I do that a lot in these mentorships, so thank you. I'm really grateful that you stepped up and just started rattling and just kept it going, because the truth is you all don't really need me to sing and rattle. You just need to stay with the journey and do your work. If ever I just disappear, it's because Wi-Fi dropped out, meaning if I disappear from the screen. So just keep journeying if that happens. And normally we'll have an apprentice who can rattle on your behalf, but I didn't set that up with Sandra, and Aaron is flying back from Colorado right now. But Paige, I know you rocked it. Thank you. I was literally on the phone with Spectrum trying to figure out why my Wi-Fi had died, and it just popped back on. And I'm like, okay, turn off the phone, grab the Shikalpa. Boom, here we go. So you got to just roll with it. Chop wood, carry water. So thank you, Paige. That was great. I really appreciate that. Again, not the journey I expected, and perfect and divine in every way. And I know that you held the space. I appreciate it. I'm grateful that you all just stayed in your journeys. It was great. I don't know what I would do without without Paige and this beautiful, oh, I wish I could show you all this. Let me see if I can get over there. I'm going to scare him. There's this beautiful young buck. Oh, there's two of them. Oh, I scared him. Hold on. I don't know if you can see them. Is that working? Can you see them? Hi, guys. Oh my gosh, they're so pretty. I know, that was kind of weird, but there's these two young bucks coming through my yard every night, and they have horns about this big. I hope that worked. I couldn't tell if you could see or not, but they're just so stunning. Their white tails are about this long. Now they're going across the road. They're going to jump the fence, which they're doing, go into the field. But I was talking to you all, looked over, and they were right outside the window. So I just want to bring that deer medicine to you, and especially that young stag medicine, that virile. Gosh, they just got such vital energy. And I'm super grateful that they showed up. I've never taken the laptop and showed you all stuff outside before. I usually just watch the turkeys and the squirrels. But that they were like literally like 5 feet from the window. So I just want to take a moment and give thanks for deer medicine, for whitetail, for stag medicine, especially young buck medicine. It's not necessarily something I think to intentionally call in, that young, virile, masculine, 21-year-old guy energy. It doesn't occur to me, you know, the 18-year-old boy energy, but that's a powerful energy and like a seed that's just ready to sprout forth. Same for women, but I think to call in the goddess and the king and the queen, the divine masculine, divine feminine a lot, but it's interesting, and I had just said that Aaron's flying back from Colorado, and the mountains here, the Appalachian, the Blue Ridge, these are some of the oldest mountains in the world, first or second oldest in the world. And anybody who lives here, you all know that they've got this beautiful curve and flow to them. They're very ancient, like a woman lying on her side are these mountains, the grandmother mountains. And the mountains in Colorado, to me personally, are very young and virile and like a 21-year-old guy. They're like young and pointy and really tall and get your attention, and they're real like flashy, you know? And that's how I feel about these beautiful bucks that just came through. They're young and vital, and you know, their little horns about a foot tall that are just gonna be huge racks, and just wanna honor that since they showed up to gift us with that beautiful medicine and their gentleness, but also their beauty and grace and that youthful vitality that these two young bucks bring, and just honor that divine masculine, that divine youthful male. So that was beautiful and unexpected. I love it. So I just want to check in. We have a little bit of time left. He wagged his tail. Oh, that's so cool. I'm glad y'all could see it. Their tails are, they're like a foot long, these tails. I've never seen white tails quite like this. Oh, stag showed up in your journey tonight. That's beautiful. Does anybody have any questions or anything you want to check in on? If you, for those of you who are new, you can check the Zoom chat, or however you raise your hand. I don't know how that works, but Paige can see if you raise your hand and unmute you, but just let me know. And if you don't, that's okay. We had a good journey, and that great unexpected deer medicine just showed up. That was really exciting, but I did want to check in, see if anybody had any questions. I do apologize that my Wi-Fi dropped out. Does grief come up during recapitulation? Yeah. Okay. So the sense of doing it wrong, I'll talk about these separately. The sense of doing it wrong is just old programming. Don't worry about that. That happens. I feel like it's really dark in here. I'm here. Often we have a sense of doing it wrong because we're actually programmed into right or wrong, and we're programmed into a very goal-oriented society so that you got to do certain things and get to a certain place. If we are doing these journeys and you all are just like doing it and rocking it out, and then suddenly you're doing a whole different thing with your guides, don't worry about it. Come back to the session and do it again some other time. Like Paige was saying once that she fell asleep, which was very different for you. You don't usually fall asleep, but that's what she needed. She didn't do anything wrong. And then she went back and watched the session recording and was able to tap in and get a whole new thing. So there is no right or wrong. There's no right way to do it, no wrong way to do it. You're going to get exactly what you need. Just like my Wi-Fi dropping out, I didn't get to do any of the things that were starting to flow through, and Paige got to rattle, which brought a whole different energy in medicine. And you all went with it because you're being proactive and rocking it out. You can't get it wrong. Can grief come up during recapitulation? Yes, because it's kind of like watching the movie of your life. And sometimes we have grief over things that would seem typical to grieve over, but you can also have grief over things that were really wonderful experiences, because it's like if you could watch the movie of your life and you cry from joy, or you cry because you miss it, or you cry because you just remembered that awesome experience. Grief can show up in a lot of different ways. So the grief is something that you can do the gentle soul retrieval to shift that, to heal that. So if grief starts, and I'm not sure what your specific situation was, Tracy, but if grief comes up during recapitulation, that's a sign to bring some healing there. And you can step into your body in that space and just soul retrieve by stepping into yourself there to help heal that grief and also set the intention to do so. So I hope that answered your question. If it didn't, just let me know. Let me back up to some of these other questions. When you do Blue Augustine, when you do a recapitulation, as you go back, would your mother benefit from the healing? Yes, everybody's going to benefit from the healing of recapitulation. Everybody in your life, because it's so hard to put what we're doing into linear terms, because it's beyond words and it's beyond linear. Let me see if I can share in a verbal way. When you go back and recapitulate and step into your body and rewrite that energy, you are rewriting the energy of everything in that experience, even if nobody else is doing it with you, right? Okay. So you're offering them the opportunity to have a different energetic experience as well. As an example, if your mom had a really, if your birth was traumatic or stressful or whatever, when you go back and recapitulate and do the soul retrieval, your mom receives that. Anybody else in the hospital room receives that. Even your dad, who may not have been there, receives that. You're rewriting the energy through recapitulation and gentle general soul retrieval. I'm basically coming at a lot of different things in a lot of different ways. And as you all continue to do this mentorship, I'm kind of Miyagi-ing y'all. I'm not telling you where we're going or exactly. It's like wax on, wax. Yeah, Blue's like wax on, wax off, wax on, wax off. But that's part of how we do this. We come at it from all these different angles. And then one day you go and it all just drops in. Yeah, that's how it worked for me. My mind would try to understand. That's where some of the am I doing it right comes from. And I would try to get it right. And then I just got to the point where I just keep coming at it from different angles. And this is a different angle in which to come at the healing, to stay out of the story, to step in and embody your healing so that you don't have to think about it. You don't have to do a bunch. But also, it's a beautiful way to review your life and offer that healing for everybody else. So there's a lot of good stuff going on there. Yeah, grief can definitely come up. I don't think it's a bad idea, Elaine, to connect with ayahuasca energetically. Do not know the man. I don't really know what that means, that last part. Do jot know the man, i.e. I don't understand. There's some typos there. But if you feel called to work with the Mother Vine ayahuasca energetically, she's my teacher energetically. I connect with her in the realms all the time. If you feel comfortable with that, if you've never met ayahuasca in person and would like to work with her energetically, I don't have a problem with that because I work with her. She's one of my primary teachers. I don't want you to drink ayahuasca and come to the session. That's not okay, but you're welcome to work with her energetically. She's a powerful teacher and can work with you even if you've never drunk her before. Yeah, Yannicka's saying she was feeling a bit nauseous. Yeah, there's a lot of clearing happening when you do this recapitulation, which is why I talked about drink water and get a bath if you can. So I'm glad that was powerful for you. And Yannicka, I know you're traveling in Peru, so I'm really glad you could you could link in with this. Will it help with clearing the karma you have with another? That's a great question, April. It can help with clearing karma because anything that you heal is going to vibrate out to everything else. However, if you're feeling specific karma with specific people, I would do the cord clearing and forgiveness. If you're and if it's lineage karma, I would go and find the recording on my YouTube to clear and heal the lineage karma. When it's a karmic thing, I would do those more specifically. And hopefully that answers your question. Talitha. Yeah, it can be a little intense to recapitulate. It can be. Elaine, I don't understand what you mean by I don't know the man. I don't know the man. I don't understand what I mean. Sorry. But I'm trying to keep up with you here. But good, Melina. Now Paige, I can see Paige laughing. It's got me laughing. Gina Marie. So it's interesting that you all found that intense. That's really interesting since I wasn't even there for 15 minutes of it. And that's what I want to remind you is that even though I'm running around trying to get my Wi-Fi working, this is the beauty of having such a deep connection with your guides in the realms. When I set that sacred space, it's set. Technically, I could hit the road and go to New York or whatever. I could just drive away and the space is still set because I've been working with these guides for almost 20 years. I've been working with this container and evolving this container that I bring you all into. So once you're in medicine world, you're in medicine world until I open up the container and we're complete. And I'm not saying that you don't need me, because I need to set that up and be here and ideally lead you. But my Wi-Fi dropped. You were still in it. Somebody completely different who's never rattled for you before. And I've never asked Paige to rattle. She's not an apprentice. She doesn't usually lead ceremony. And she stepped up and rattled because all you needed was something to keep the monkey mind busy. And this keeps the monkey mind busy. Now I can use it to move energy and do healing and clear things, and I can do different things with rattles, but I haven't necessarily taught Paige how to do that. But by Paige rattling, she was holding that space for the monkey mind to stay distracted with the rattle and keep you rattling, and she held that tether to me and the container. So once that container's set, my guides are working with you, you're in there, you're going to be held even if my Wi-Fi drops out. So I think it's really awesome that that's just proof to me that I'm not the thing. I mean, I know that already, but it's confirmation. I've consistently been reminded that it's not about me, it's about my intention. And this is a really great way to remember that. When somebody messages me and I say I'm sending my healing team, and for those of you who don't know about healing teams yet, check out the old sessions or come train with me in person and I will teach you how to work with healing teams. But when I send my healing team and set that intention, I can go do the laundry because it's not me doing it. I'm simply setting the intention and invoking guides that I've worked with for so long and have such a personal relationship with that I know exactly how to get in touch with them and what they're going to do, even though I don't know specifically what they'll do for that person, but I know what they know how to do. And so this is where this can take you. And tonight with my Wi-Fi dropping out was a perfect example of how to create such a container and hold such a space that the things, you know, things like that can happen and it's still held and you're still in the journey. I was still there. My guides were still there. The container was still there. Even if my Wi-Fi hadn't popped back on, Paige would have stopped it at like 8 o'clock, brought everybody back through their portal door, said Bloom's Wi-Fi dropped, thank you, we're going to close the circle, and you still would have had that experience. So it's just a wonderful, like, I mean, I've been doing this a long time, but if ever my ego needs a check, I get it. I mean, I'm not saying I needed an ego check tonight, but it's just like, it's just such a great ego check that it's your, in two ways. One, you don't have to do anything. Let go of all that. You can't do it right or wrong. Look what spirit did tonight as I'm running around trying to get my unplugging and plugging it back in and unplugging and plugging it back in, unplugging and plugging it back in, thinking it'll start working. And spirit is doing it. So you're the medicine. You're the thing. I'm simply creating the container for us to do medicine work together. So that was kind of not expected. But Elaine, you're talking about the man who's holding the ceremony. Yeah, if you're going into some other ceremony, you may not want to do that while we're in session, since I'm the one holding the ceremony here. But that's up to you. I'm not going to tell you you can't go there. If you want to work with the spirit of ayahuasca or any other plant medicine, you all are welcome to, because a lot of you have connection with plants, have your own teachers. Your teachers are welcome in the space, because I only allow pure love and pure medicine into the sacred container. So if you're working with something that my container holders don't feel is good medicine to be here, they won't be here, even if you're connecting with them. But that's a whole other level of work. So just know the container is really held and safe. Oh, I see. You're going into ceremony this Friday. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm getting a little confused by this conversation, but many blessings on your journey in ceremony this Friday. But everybody, thank you for being here. Thank you, Paige, for just stepping up like an apprentice. I love that. You just, in trial by fire initiation, you rock that. For everybody who's new, generally I don't just leave, but Wi-Fi is going to do what Wi-Fi is going to do. And Freddie Mercury retrograde is going to do its thing. So I'm just going to turn off this chat and see if I can figure out how to unmute everybody. How do I do this, Paige? Oh, unmute all. Hello, everybody. Thank you for being here.